He is the president of Transportation Solutions Defense and Education Fund, TransDef, they call it. David Schoenbrunn is here. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Thank you.
Of course, glad to have you here as we look at both sides of this issue. And as you can imagine, here in Sonoma County, we're thinking, hey, this is a pretty good deal, because we get a lot of money incoming to fix some very real and persistent problems in our county. And for most of us, frankly, we won't have to pay for it.
Understood. And that's true in even more so for Santa Clara County, which gets a huge amount of money for not paying tolls. And that's because the author of the measure represents Santa Clara County.
What's your biggest problem with it?
Our biggest problem is it's not going to work. It's not going to deliver the congestion relief that MTC claims. And their own documents demonstrate this. I've asked them to provide me with any documents that demonstrate the validity of their claims. They haven't done so. At the same time, the regional transportation plan shows that hours of congestion are going to go up 44%, and there's a lot more driving that will occur, 21% more driving. And that's because as the same percentage of people will drive alone as drive now in 2040. The significance of this is that MTC has never done anything that actually changed the overall trend of the Bay Area towards ever more congestion. They don't have a plan. They don't even properly diagnose the problem. I've known Jake, you know, for at least 20 years. Mm-hmm. I like him, but his agency is profoundly flawed and have been taking the Bay Area in the wrong direction for many decades. And so the issue here is primarily not a hardware problem. It is more a software problem. And that is people's behavior, where it's only convenient for them to drive alone. That's what is causing the congestion. Regional Measure 3 not only does nothing about that, it actually makes it worse by putting substantial amounts of money into high occupancy toll lanes, which encourage people to continue driving alone. What we need instead is something that costs nothing for construction, and that is a massive program to encourage people to carpool using smartphone rideshare apps. I had an op-ed piece, a close-to-home piece, in the PD on May 13, where I lay this out in a lot more detail. Also, we have a website, occupymtc.org, in which I've gone into great detail about this measure and about
what's
wrong with
it. But David, we've been trying to educate people and get people to carpool for decades and decades now, and it just doesn't seem to be working.
No, I have to disagree with you. There has never been a serious effort to promote carpooling. Caltrans could care less about carpooling. You can tell that because the hours of operation of carpool lanes don't track when the highway is congested.
Well, we can pretty much tell when the highway is congested, most of us, although that period of time is becoming longer and longer.
The whole point of an HOV lane is it has to be operated to provide a consistent travel time advantage for people that are willing to go through the inconvenience of carpooling. And because that never happens, first of all, there's no enforcement of HOV lanes. Second of all, the hours of operation are just stupid. And third, the financial incentives. MTC is eager to collect tolls in these high occupancy vehicle lanes that it's building. They call them express lanes. And so the last thing they actually want financially is for people to carpool. So that's why they're heading in absolutely the wrong direction.
So let's talk about what you, as a representative of TransDef, feel is the right direction, as opposed to adding more lanes or the like.
Well, I can say that I spent 30 years working to bring passenger rail back to Marin and Sonoma. I work very closely with colleagues in Sonoma. I'm a member of Sonoma County Conservation Action. And so one of the things that I worked on with with Conservation Action and other Sonoma groups is a proposal for the reauthorization of Measure M, the sales tax in Sonoma. The issue is, if the county continues to grow in its current form, in its current plan, that greatly increases the number of people driving alone and therefore greatly increases future congestion. What would make far more sense would be to create new zoning proposals that would have future growth along transit-accessible routes and around rail stations. And if we shifted growth there, providing compensation for property owners for that shift, that means that as the county grows, it's not going to choke on the solo drivers of the new arrivals. That's
probably the
most important thing for the future.
What about the very large part, $100 million, that would, if Measure 3 is passed, go to not just widening lanes on Highway 37, but actually making an effort to alleviate the flooding problem? And I think we'd all agree that that is a huge, huge issue. It certainly was for us last winter.
There's two flooding problems. There is the immediate flooding problem, which $100 million can address. And then there's the sea level rise problem that $100 million can't even begin to touch.
Agreed.
What we're proposing, instead of throwing money into a $2 to $4 billion new highway, we're proposing several hundred million dollars to put the rail line that currently connects the Smart Corridor to the Capitol Corridor in Sassoon City. We're proposing to put rail on there and begin commute service so that people who don't absolutely have to drive have an alternative. The people that aren't driving trucks going to job sites, for instance, potentially could commute by transit. TransDef has also put forward a proposal to change the current median barrier on Highway 37 from a fixed barrier to a movable barrier, mm-hmm. like the one on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
This would allow the creation of an HOV lane in the middle that could shift from morning to evening. This would encourage carpooling as well as putting express buses on the highway, because the reality is we have reached a point where there are now so many solo drivers that there is simply no way that the highways can handle it. So the idea of adding more lanes to Highway 37 is just plain ignorant. It doesn't comprehend the current research that says that when you widen a highway, you just encourage more people to drive, and therefore whatever benefits that are achieved are merely temporary, but that in the end, it ends up being just as congested and just as much a mess.
Well, I think you'd agree, David, that a sales tax measure. Hold on. A sales tax measure is definitely a tougher sell for most of us. And David, that we've run out of time, but I'm happy that you are here today to talk about the opinions against Regional Measure 3. That is David Schoenbrunn with the with TransDef organization, Transportation Solutions, Defense and Education. And more will be said, and June 5th, more will be voted upon. Regional Measure 3. A lot of people think it'll do us a lot of good without a lot of financial input for or output from Sonoma County.